Hey, it's Cole Swindell, and when I spend 200 days a year rolling down the highway, the bus can start to feel smaller than a guitar case. Everyone wonders how I stay chill while the hours crawl by. Truth is, one good luck spent on Chumba, and suddenly the trip feels a whole lot shorter. Finding your space, even when there isn't much to spare. Need some chill? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNCs apply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Thank you, Ryan. The Lightning got a little bit of revenge for the hit on you at the Winter Classic. They beat the Stars. Congratulations to Tampa for winning the Stanley Cup Final. Today's story is the Titans have had some players test positive, some staff members test positive, 8 in total. They have been shut down their facilities until Saturday. The Vikings are testing today. We'll learn a little bit more about their front. We bring in Alan Bell from Sportsline. Alan, this is a huge story. We've been seeing it every week in college football. Teams having players test positive, shutting down, having to postpone games. Others still playing, but others having to sit out the week. We haven't seen it on the NFL side until now, question mark, period. How do you think this is going to play out?
Yeah, first off, appreciate you guys having me back. You know, I don't know. You know, the NFL obviously is going to want these games to be played. They're going to want the season to continue. So if you're a Titans fan, I would just take a deep breath right now, relax. You know, let's let this thing kind of flesh out a little bit, figure out what the NFL is going to do. There are options, right? I mean, they can, you know, postpone this week's games for the Titans Steelers. There's a possibility you could move it to week 7. You know, during the Steelers bye, move their game with the Ravens. I mean, there are situations that can work through, right? So just the one thing for Titans fans to be reassured of is this, is that the NFL is going to continue, and the NFL is going to make sure that they have as complete a season as possible. So we'll figure out more as the week goes, but I'll just take a deep breath right now.
What do you make of this coming out for the first time yesterday at 12:30 during Mike Vrabel's press conference?
You know, I don't know. You know, it's a good question. I mean, again, you know, this is something that we haven't really seen at this level. You know, we don't really know. You know, I'll say this. I know that the club obviously is not, you know, it's not something negligent or anything on their end. They've obviously been following every protocol, and they've been, you know, forward with it. And let's also be honest, you know, the testing and the results are done at the NFL level, not a club level, right? So, I mean, you know, the NFL is going to be the ones, you know, that find this thing out first. So, we're just going to have to learn more, really, as the minutes and hours go by. But, you know, right now, just take a deep breath. We'll all relax. We'll figure this thing out.
Yeah, that's a really good point that you bring up there. That is interesting because this is done at the very top. So these results are being seen by league officials. So what's interesting is you've got a team that knows because clearly they don't send Shane Bowen on the trip. He stays back. You've got a league that knows because you just said they know this stuff because of the testing, but yet nothing, there was no call to action. Like, what's the plan? Okay, when this happens, we were surprised yesterday when we talked about it. Like, CBS never made mention of it. Like, they had no idea. I'm assuming, and assuming's a tough word. Sometimes it can bite you. I'm assuming they had no clue because they never made reference to Shane Bowen not being there. No reference to anything going on unless, you know, maybe they were told behind the scenes not to say anything. I can't imagine why the league would try to hide it if they were just going to put it out on Monday.
Yeah, it's a great point. And, you know, I seriously doubt, and let me say this, let me preface, I work for CBS, right? So, but I'll be honest, I don't think, you know, that they would have known because they would have brought it up. I mean, that's
right.
You know, broadcast network, that's what they do.
Yes.
Right? So I don't think that anyone outside of the NFL's highest league office and the team, you know, knew. I don't even know if the Minnesota Vikings knew, to be completely honest.
That is another great point. Another great point.
Yeah, I don't even think that they knew about it. So, you know, and let me say this. I also get it. Like, if you're, you know, if you put yourself in a league perspective and you find this out and you know that he's not traveling, well, you know, the last thing that you want to do is cause a big controversy of which could be nothing. Now, it obviously this ended up being something, but it's not anything, any information, you know, that is necessarily going to affect essentially anyone else. The Minnesota Vikings just went through full testing, you know, after that game, I believe on Monday morning. All their tests came back negative. We'll see how it goes throughout the week. So, again, you know, it makes sense. You don't want to create a storm when it could be nothing. And if it comes out, hey, you know what? We put it out. We've been following the protocols. We did everything correctly. So, you know, we've got our skin covered here. We're okay.
Yeah, I'm going to keep saying this word because when you don't know for sure, you just have to use that dangerous word, assume. I would assume your employer would be ticked because I agree with you behind the scenes because they pay, as you know, a lot of money for that product.
Yeah.
And they would – you're right. I don't believe for a minute they would have skirted away from that or hid that if they know. They would have talked about it on the broadcast.
And
I would think as a broadcast partner to the league and all the money that they've paid – privately behind the scenes, they've been ticked in the last 24 hours or so.
Yeah, I mean, this would have been information that they absolutely would have talked about. It would have been addressed directly in the game, you know, on the broadcast. Obviously, the website and everyone else, you know, involved, you know, it would have been a discussion point. So, again, you know, it's something to where I believe literally the highest levels of the league office and the club executives knew. And you know, and that was it. And you know, again, I get it. Like, I wouldn't want to make and cause a stir, you know, for what could end up being nothing. Now, obviously it didn't, but again, I totally understand that decision making there.
Alan Bell is with us with CBS and, Alan, I'm just thinking out loud, but I do wonder if the league knew, we know the Titans knew, you know, about the Shane Bowen thing on Saturday. I wonder if there was any consideration. Obviously, they went through and they played the game, and the Titans won. I wonder if there was any consideration given to not playing until they knew more about what was happening. Because what we don't know right now is if there, but you have to think it's possible that there's a connection between Shane Bowen's positive test and the other eight or the other seven positive tests that they have there.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, I'm sure that it was discussed, right? Like, I'm sure that this was something that was discussed and, you know, you just kind of, you know, whiteboard every single idea, you know, that comes to mind and then you kind of figure out, you know, which way to go with it. I would say this, for exactly what you just said and for any Titans fans that, you know, might be worried that, you know, because, again, I don't think that the word forfeit, you know, this week is anything that's going to be an actual, you know, conversation because, again, like you just said, you know, the NFL clearly had no plans to stopping that game, and I don't think they have any plans of stopping a Titans-Steelers game this coming weekend. They might postpone it and move it, but that should give Titans fans a little bit of, you know, relief if you're thinking in terms of a forfeit or anything like that. No, the NFL is going to ensure that they have as full a schedule as possible because they do not want to get at the end of the season where you've got to figure out some sort of playoff situation and it's just some sort of disaster. So, yeah, I mean, I'm sure that, you know, all items were discussed, but clearly the NFL wants to move forward.
I go back to baseball where it was pretty well discussed openly by the Marlins that the mistake they made was they had a couple of positive tests and they went ahead and played the next day, and then the next thing you know, two teams are shut down for a long time. Marlins were shut down for a very long time. And, you know, fortunately for them, they were able to get through it and come out the other side pretty well. But the key that everybody learned was that keeping it contained initially is incredibly important, because the Marlins, by going ahead and playing, there was all kinds of other ramifications that happened here. And so I'm hoping that this is contained to 1 week. I would declare a victory if it's just the Titans and the Steelers can't play, because I think you can overcome that, right? But you just hope that this doesn't happen somewhere around the league every 2 or 3 weeks. That would be the rough thing to try to get through, because there's only so many ways you can make up these games.
No, you're right. I mean, you're exactly right. And, you know, that's what the NFL is going to look at right now. So we've seen that the Titans aren't going to be, in a facility, I believe, until at least Saturday. So they're going to quarantine that team, essentially. You know, now it's to decide what to do with this game. And I'm with you. I think that's the smartest decision that's been proven of what you can do, is now that you know that there's something there, you have to, just quarantine, kind of bubble that team off. And you know, protect yourselves from other teams and other personnel possibly getting it. So it would make complete sense if the Titans Steelers game was pushed back, if they did not play it this week. Keep an eye on what the NFL does with the Vikings. In terms of the testing with them, if they continue to come back negative, that's obviously a good sign. I'm with you. You know, that's what makes the most sense. And if the Titans end up having their bye week now, obviously it's not the most ideal situation. But if you want to have football, that's probably the best way to go about it. Clear this thing up, and then everybody's good to go.
We're talking to Alan Bell from Sportsline here with us about the Titans outbreak. I know this is obviously not top of mind for people, but you've covered a lot of different things, and I want to get your perspective on this. When do we think Vegas takes this game off the board? Obviously, that's going to be affected if they don't play this game.
Yeah, so the game's already off the board. Checked just a minute ago before I jumped on with you guys. The game is off already, which makes sense. I mean, that's standard protocol for anything Vegas-wise. They are very, very quick to pull that down. So the game has been pulled down. Now, if you have an existing bet on that game, there's a deadline for how long that your wager would go in terms of that. So, it's generally at the end of the season. So if you have something on the Titans and Steelers game, it's just going to just kind of ride, until that game is played, which, if it's, week 7 or whatever, however they do it, it would just carry over to then. But yes, Vegas has taken that game off the board for right now.
And looking at this from a glass half full perspective, knowing that the struggles that the Titans have had, even though they're 3-0, missing guys that are out with injury, we don't know Taylor Lewan's status. Could that be the positive that comes from this, that whenever they do play this game, they could get some of these guys back that they're missing?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, that is a kind of a diamond in the rough with that situation. You look at the NBA, when they paused essentially all summer, and came back. Well, that affected a lot of teams who had players that, were out maybe a couple weeks, that were out a couple months. You get these guys back and you get them healthy. So, yeah, I mean, if this thing, is pushed back, let's just say, to week 7, let's just use that as an example. Absolutely. I mean, you're going to get guys back, that were injured. So if you're looking for any kind of maybe positive from it, there you go right there.
Is Mike Freeman still with you guys? I know he's been with CBS Sports, but I didn't know
he's not.
Okay,
no.
I know he spent a good time there. Mike Freeman just tweeted out a text from Titans players: "I'm more concerned about some of the coaches and all of our families than anything else. We're all on pins and needles over here."
Yeah, I mean, it makes sense. The players and coaches and everybody, are gonna, do the same thing. If any business, out there, that something happened there, you would be concerned about it for sure. I know that, obviously there are, members of the Titans, kind of front office that, have at-risk situations with family members, right? So I'm sure that they're, concerned about, how all of this is going. I can assure you that, every single person has been tested. Nobody's coming in contact with each other in the facility. That place is going to be cleaned off. That makes sense. These guys are humans, too. They're human beings first, and NFL players second.
As we wrap this up, I know this is, we didn't expect this would be the route we would go down, but, you know, things change, and that's what happens. I did want to get your quick take on last night. That was a monster matchup, at least on paper. When we looked at it going into it between the Chiefs and the Ravens, it didn't play out that way. How surprised were you how Kansas City just utterly dominated Baltimore? I thought Baltimore looked pathetic
just
last
dominated.
Night.
Yeah, I mean, just they were pathetic. You know, the Baltimore offense was literally non-existent.
Yep.
You know, Kansas City is so good. You know, you look at them and at times you feel like the only team that can ultimately take them out, you know, in a Super Bowl scenario is the Chiefs. I mean, they're just so loaded everywhere on the field. And what they did to Baltimore's offense was, I mean, incredible. That's another thing. Their defense doesn't get enough credit for how good they are because it's overshadowed by the offense. And Patrick Mahomes, man, I mean, this guy can make plays anywhere on the field at any time. He's just unbelievable. I wish I had better words and terminology to use. He's just unbelievable. And it just, you know, you look at a fullback catching a touchdown pass, a left tackle, you know, they always seem to have one more weapon than you can defend. And you just don't know where it's coming from, but Patrick Mahomes does. And they're just an incredible football team.
It is. By the way, they have losses too. I mean, they had two, you know, one of their huge pieces to last year's Super Bowl victory on their offensive line opt out, as we know. They've got another offensive lineman. I mean, they just don't seem to miss a beat. No matter who's in, who's out, they just keep rolling right along. It's pretty impressive to watch.
It is. I mean, it is. And the Ravens are a great football team. They're holding teams, you know, defensively to 11 points per game. They were averaging, I think, 35, 36, somewhere around there. I mean, they looked – their offense was non-existent. They literally couldn't do anything last night. They only scored one touchdown offensively.
I know.
Incredible performance from Kansas City all around.
I think when I knew it was completely over is that touchdown pass that Mahomes had over Marcus Peters, where he had to – I mean, it had to be the most perfect pass to pull that off, and you could just tell Peters is just like running off. I mean, Peters is all pro, and he's just running off the field, basically going, "What do you want me to do, man? I'm all over this guy. Like, what more can I do? That's the best coverage I can get."
It literally was the best thing. Literally the best coverage you could get. And I'll say this: I think the Titans last year in the playoffs and the Chiefs last night showed something that if you punch Baltimore in the mouth and you get ahead of them, their offense cannot come back. The Chiefs, they can come back from any deficit, but I think the Titans and Chiefs have really showed something about Lamar Jackson and this Ravens offense that you just have to – you got to get on them early, and you're going to take away their passing game because they're not built to play from behind.
Very interesting point, I agree with that. Alan, really appreciate the visit. As always, you continue to be safe, and we'll talk to you down the road.
Hey, you guys too. Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
All right. That is Alan Bell from Sportsline. We will continue this discussion. On the other side, a lot of things going on. The Titans are front and center basically on the NFL news side of things today, and it's not great. It looks like they are going to be shut down until at least Saturday. They have had three players test positive for COVID-19, five personnel test positive for COVID-19, but it looks like right now all eight reports are asymptomatic so far. We'll come back and continue this discussion. More of Darren, Donick, and Chase next on ESPN 102.5 The Game.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games as all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.